Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin loses 8%, but will Bitcoin hold that critical $60,000 support? I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire shares here, leverage shakeout close to complete. I'll also be sharing the latest updates from Rec Capital and Peter Brandt. Also in today's show, Bitcoin has stalled, but here's why pro traders still expect an $80,000 Bitcoin price by January. Also in today's show, Bitcoin just flashed a pattern that historically leads to parabolic price rallies, according to top crypto analyst Tech Dev. That's right, the anonymous analyst says Bitcoin's current technicals resemble its late 2020 structure when the king crypto consolidated below 20,000 before blasting off the 64K. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, veteran Bitcoin trader Tone Vaes doubles down on his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction by the end of the year. Quoting him here, I'm still sticking to it, guys. $100,000 by the end of the year, and we got about 6 weeks to go. Ain't telling no lies. Let's roll. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin extended its slide on November 16th as the Bitcoin price action returned to test that critical 60K support. As you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, now data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin coming down 8% from Monday's local highs above $66,000. So bouncing at $60,350 on Bitstamp, the pair nonetheless traded at its lowest since November 6th as leveraged traders felt the pain. Optimism remained that the shakeout of positions on derivatives exchanges was nearing completion, with a resumption of upside taken over thereafter, as Dylan LeClaire shares here. Leverage shakeout close to complete, and he also tweeted, okay, let's bounce. Now, Bitcoin further managed to close the CME futures gap in place for over a week, as you can see here in this chart, a classic move that had been anticipated from the moment the gap appeared, as you can see here at that $63,500 level. Now, the gap is officially closed. Now, while previous arguments even favored a trip to 59,000. However, the chances of a drop below 60,000 remained at the time of this recording, and popular trader Peter Brandt, eyeing potential buying opportunities, revealed a desired entry level of closer to $50,000. Now, personally, I think he is crazy and dreaming, but it is what it is. Here's what he tweeted. Charts of interest to me. I am interested in buying Bitcoin around $53,000 and ETH around $4,030, as he shares right here in this chart. Let me know if you feel Bitcoin and ETH are likely to dip that low. And he shares this note. The message of this tweet is exactly what it states. No hidden secrets. I am not a bear. No interest to go short. These prices are not predictions or recommendations. I'm simply interested in buying at these prices if it happens. Nothing more, nothing less. No hidden message. Others, meanwhile, zoomed out on Bitcoin in a month that has been defined by all-time highs and associated by volatility. A return to monthly support, for example, was still place Bitcoin at $58,000, quoting crypto analyst Rec Capital here. If Bitcoin is to go for a retest attempt of the monthly level, middle, which is in the green. It would need to break down from the black uptrend line. Losing this trend line would probably confirm that this monthly retest will happen. Until then, just consolidation, volatility, as you can see right here in this chart. And a couple of days ago, he hit the nail on the head because he called this. Last month, Bitcoin confirmed the breakout of the major monthly resistance. November could be thought of as a retest month where Bitcoin can flip that same level into a new support to fully confirm the breakout. Bitcoin could dip into the $58,000 as part of this retest. And as he shares here in this chart, he called it as we just bounced from 58,700, which is the exact line you can see here in the green. So shout out to Rack Capital. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin has stalled, but here's why pro traders still expect an $80,000 Bitcoin price by January, as well as Bitcoin just flashed this pattern that historically leads to parabolic price rallies, according to top crypto analyst, tech dev, as well as veteran Bitcoin trader, Tone Vaze, doubles down on his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction by the end of the year. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, everything is currently correcting, with Bitcoin down 8% for the day, trading just above $60,200. We have Ethereum down a whopping 10.5%, trading just above $4,200. Solana down 9.3%, trading at $221. Polkadot down almost 13%, trading just under $41. Binance Coin down 10%, trading at $577. So as you can see, there is blood on these streets. BTFD, buy that freaking dip all freaking day, 25.8. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day, shall we? Selecting a time frame for technical analysis is always a tricky topic, but usually the longer the trend, the higher the odds that it will prevail. For example, those analyzing the 3-month Bitcoin chart will unarguably identify an ascending channel pattern that was initiated in late June, as you can see right here. Now, the bears will also find ways to justify their views, despite the fact that Bitcoin has hit new all-time highs following the United States consumer price surge to 6.2%, which is the biggest inflation surge in 30 years. And that's what they're willing to admit. Imagine how much higher it actually is, probably closer to 20%. However, data from on-chain analytics firm Glassnode shows that long-term investors have stopped net accumulating and are now diversifying into altcoins. And according to on-chain analyst Will Clemente, the recent net selling from this class of investors was the first in 6 months, signaling a sell into strength move. It's also worth highlighting that the Bitcoin network was upgraded on November 14th to improve the scripting and privacy capabilities. From a trading perspective, this creates a potential sell the news event, as the improvement was largely expected by the community. We're talking about Taproot. Let's go. Now, to understand how bullish or bearish professional traders are leaning, one should analyze the futures basis rate. This indicator is frequently referred to as the futures premium, and it measures the difference between longer-term futures contracts and the current spot market levels. A 5 to 15% annualized premium is expected in healthy markets, which is a situation known as contango. The price difference is caused by sellers demanding more money to withhold settlement longer. Now, notice the spike to 20% on November 9th as Bitcoin accumulated 14% gains in 3 days. This brief period of excessive optimism retraced as Bitcoin corrected 9% after the $69,100 all-time high on November 10th. And currently, the basis indicator stands at a healthy 12%, signaling confidence from these traders. Now, pro traders are bullish. However, option traders are not. To exclude externalities specific to futures instrument, one should also analyze the options markets. The 25% delta skew compares similar call and put options. The metric will turn positive when fear is prevalent because the protective put options premium is higher than similar risk call options. The opposite holds true when greed is the prevalent mood, causing the 25% delta skew indicator to shift to the negative area, as you can see here. Now, a skew indicator between -8, which is greed, and +8, which is fear, is considered neutral. September 29th was the last time that indicator moved outside this range, reaching +10%. And as for the current neutral 25% delta skew, it might be interpreted as a glass half full scenario because pro traders are somehow unfazed by the 95% gains year to date. That's right, because this bull market second leg is just getting started. Now, data shows there is room for additional leverage from Bitcoin buyers, which ideally would see the price continue to trade within the ascendant channel that was initiated in late June. So there you have it. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin just flashed a pattern that historically leads to parabolic price rallies, according to top crypto analyst, tech dev, as well as veteran Bitcoin trader Tone Vaze, doubles down on his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction for the end of the year. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting above $2.6 trillion with about $144 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 43.4%, with the Ether dominance at 19.2%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, not many in the green today. We have UMA up 7%, trading at $20.50. Unis said Leo up 5%, trading at $3.14, and Nexo up 0.3%, trading at $3.27. And below that is all stable coins, because only three out of the top 100 cryptos are actually pumping and in the green. The rest are correcting and in the red. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 71 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 72, last week an 84, and last month a 79 in extreme greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. One crypto analyst thinks that the Bitcoin price is mirroring past rallies, which could be on the cusp of achieving massive gains. That's right, the synonymous crypto analyst, Tech Dev, tells his 183,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin's current technicals resemble its late 2020 structure, when the king crypto consolidated below 20,000 before blasting off to $64,000. Quoting him here, last time this cycle, Bitcoin tried to break all-time high on the weekly. It consolidated beneath for 3 to 4 weeks, with the stochastic RSI, which is the relative strength index, maxed out before a strong breakout to the upside. And while comforting, the bearish sentiment is confusing, as he shares right here in this chart. Now, RSIs measure the speed and rate of change in price movements, while the stochastic RSI assesses such data over a set period. The analyst next compares the Bitcoin charts from 2013, 2017, and 2021. And according to Tech Dev, Bitcoin is currently grinding above the 1.618 Fibonacci extension level, which he notes is a historically significant level. During the 2013 and 2017 bull cycles, Bitcoin ignited parabolic rallies after it took out the 1.618 Fibonacci area. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, you ready for what's coming? I personally am not betting on this time being different for Bitcoin. And in this chart, it compares the bull runs of 2013 and 2017 to that of this year in 2021. And if we were to hit that same Fibonacci level, that could take the Bitcoin price to $200,000 per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Now, finally, Tech Dev highlights four separate two-week indicators across four Bitcoin bull runs to indicate when he would consider turning bearish. As he shares here, you'll see me flip bearish on Bitcoin as these two-week indicators approach their critical zones. If you flip sooner, that is fine. It'll just have to be in contrast to all of these. Everyone with respect and a data-supported thesis deserves respect themselves. That's right. And as he reminds us here, calm before the storm, so enjoy the peace. And before I break down our final story of the day, veteran Bitcoin trader Tone Bays doubles down on his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction by the end of the year. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day, as well as on Apple's iTunes and Google Play. Of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And you can also follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So if you're not in my private crypto Telegram chat, what are you doing with your life? But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A popular Bitcoin trader is reaffirming his claim that the largest crypto asset by market cap can reach six figures before year's end. Tone Bays tells his 115,000 YouTube subs that he is doubling down on his September 2021 prediction that Bitcoin will hit $100,000 before January 1st, 2022. Quoting him here, I'm still sticking to it, guys. $100,000 by the end of the year, and we got about 6 weeks to go. He ain't telling no lies. Let's roll. Looking at the monthly Bitcoin charts, Bays notes that all moving averages are up. Monthly chart looks very bullish. We are above all moving averages. They are all rising. Moving averages are technical indicators that help traders determine the current and future trends. Now, currently, the crypto trader sees Bitcoin in a channel between $60,000 and $66,000, which is precisely where we're currently at. Now, quoting him here, as long as we stay in this channel, I will anticipate a big breakout. However, Vase anticipates consolidation within the channel until as late as after Thanksgiving. If this scenario plays out, Vase is predicting Bitcoin to move from the mid-60s to $100,000 within the last 4 weeks of the year. Quoting him here, I'm sticking with this. And he was pointing to a chart pointing to $100,000 plus BTC. And if we continue to consolidate and hit the arrow, that means the price of Bitcoin is still sitting below 64,000 at the end of November. Going into Thanksgiving, the big big U.S. holiday, and then I expect it to go upwards to $100,000, so I remain bullish. And to check out this entire video with Tone Bays entitled, Is Bitcoin Getting Ready to Break Out to New All-Time Highs? Check the show notes below the video in the description, and let me know if you agree or disagree with the trader that we hit six figures before the end of the year. And as Plan B shares here, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, he says $98,000 November and $135,000 December prediction still in play. And for Bitcoin to hit $98,000 this month of November with only 2 weeks left, that means we will have to shoot up literally $40,000 and go parabolic. Do you agree or disagree with Plan B regarding November's close? And what are your thoughts surrounding his $135,000 December price prediction for the end of the year? Do you feel we'll likely exceed that or fall short or be right on the money? Also like to point out that Max Keiser is sticking by his $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction for year's end. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, we discussed that Bitcoin will hold that critical $60,000 support. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin has stalled, but here's why pro traders still expect an $80,000 Bitcoin price by January, as well as Bitcoin just flashed this pattern that historically leads to parabolic price rallies, according to top crypto analyst Tech Dev, as well as veteran Bitcoin trader Tone Bays, doubles down on his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction for the end of the year. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Super Geek Toys wrote, Hey JV, congrats on passing 50,000 subs. I think the hype types are all getting proven by the slow and steady movement. Hodl hard, my friends. Hodl hard. Cheers, fam. Greatly appreciate your continued support. Hodl. Now for our next feature comment of the day comes from Pokemon, who wrote, Hi JV, enjoyed your video. Are you getting a little bearish on the year-end price? Absolutely not, fam. I am still with Max Keiser, $220,000. End of year. We have seen Bitcoin make big moves in the past, and there is no reason it won't do it again. Take care. God bless you and yours. $220,000 end of year. Still in play. Send it. Now for our third and final feature comment of the day comes from Rob Height, who wrote, Someone giving away a vacation at 1,000 videos. Congratulations on 50,000 subs. Cheers, fam. I appreciate your continued support. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.